Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Doug Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Krizal Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wiley from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to the next edition of Ride with Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. Dev, nice to touch base once again, bud.
Brad, thanks. Good to be back.
Dev, an interesting topic we're covering today, and it's about coaching and coaches. And it might rub some people up the wrong way, but I think it's important to talk about because there are people popping up left, right, and center who own a bicycle, and therefore they're a coach. Dev, what, as an athlete, take your coach's hat off, as an athlete, what should you be looking for in a coach?
Look, as an athlete, personally, I would want to be looking for someone who has some form of track record, firstly. So look at the kind of athletes they currently, do a little bit of background research, see what athletes they're working with. Are they in the discipline that you particularly want to focus in? So if you're a mountain biker, for instance, do they have more of a mountain biking background? That isn't always the be-all and end-all, because the theory and the idea of the coaching and the coaching structures and philosophies will overlap quite a lot from discipline to discipline. That's not a problem. But I think first, see a track record, the kind of athletes they're working with, the results they're getting with those athletes. That's probably first and foremost. And then also have a look at qualifications. So it is quite important that you're dealing with a coach who is qualified to coach. And by coaching, it's also like handling people rather than just knowing the science and the theory behind it, but also then knowing the science and the theory behind having some sound research and knowledge to be able to back their decisions on. So I see it from time to time. There's a lot of copy and paste programs out there, for instance, that riders use. And when there's two riders that are actually mates and they go and have a look at their programs, it's a copy and paste program that they both, and they're both very different riders working at different intensities. So qualification for me is a big thing when looking at what sort of background does that coach have, and where, what are they basing their knowledge and their decisions on?
And Dev, I'm sure you'd agree with me as well. It's like any good coach, for them, it's a career. It's not a hobby. Someone like you, this is what you do. But it's also a case of, as in any career, you've got to keep learning. Things are always changing. Science is evolving. People are discovering new things. And you've got to keep up with the times and keep up with the changes. So having that mindset as a coach where you're continuously trying to improve yourself as a coach is important as well.
Yeah, correct. And that's exactly it. So it's a continued education the whole way through, constantly reading up at what the current trends are. How are you basically keeping your athletes competitive? Whether they're competing to win or competing in the sense of getting better themselves. So how are you constantly improving the athlete? I actually heard a pretty good thing the other day in the sense of, we need to remember we might see various athletes, but that athlete that we see has only got one career, especially when we start dealing with sort of elite level athletes and top end athletes, that this becomes their entire life and their entire career. So it's up to us, as much as we might have various athletes, to make sure we're giving each individual athlete the best that we possibly, the right information, the right tools to be able to make their decisions as well and make their training work. So I do think it is very key, and it can be quite a sensitive subject. There are a lot of fly-by-night coaches out there as well. And you mentioned, I mean, people who have a bike, whether you might have been a national level athlete or an international level athlete, it's also quite key to know that great athletes don't necessarily make great coaches. So it's how well you handle people as well, and you can relate to people as well and manage people. That's ultimately what coaching is as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dev, it's also important from an athlete's point of view to know this, and I don't want to say and call it out, but be aware of what's going on. Just because someone is giving you a very good price on a coaching package doesn't necessarily mean they're a good coach. So you pay what you get at the end of the day. I mean, if you're looking for quality, quality is going to cost a decent amount of money, but you are going to get the results. And that's important to take note of as well.
Correct. And look, to sort of just add a spanner in the works and a flip side to that as well, is you do also have the risk of, because a coach is maybe very expensive and what they charge, doesn't also necessarily mean that that is the best. Again, there's so many different coaches on the market and a lot of information out there, and everyone's trying to get something new. So you need to find, firstly, do a little bit of homework, do a little bit of research. Also see, does that coach's philosophies and coaching philosophy actually suit you as an athlete as well? So do you have the same values, or does their best interest, or do their interests match your best interest in trying to get your performance right, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, Dev, and it's also not a one-way street. It's not the coach saying, hey, here's your program, this is what you need to go and do this week. You need to look at it and go, okay, and I've had this conversation with other coaches in other sporting codes, and as an athlete, you actually want to interrogate your coach as to, not necessarily to question why you're doing certain things, but why certain things are in your program. Like, why is there a long ride in your program? Why is there a high intensity session in your program? And if a coach can't give you the answers to that, then that is not your coach. You need to find someone who can tell you the reason for every single session in your training program.
Correct. And again, it's a case of what knowledge and what scientifically sound evidence is that coach presenting to you when it comes to the training program. So yes, it's like you said, it's not necessarily an interrogation and calling you out as to why you're doing this, but for the athlete to also, it's an educational purpose as well. So for the athlete to understand, well, this is physiologically what this type of session or this interval or whatever might be doing to me and why it's benefiting me. And again, I think some of the best coaches that are out there are coaches that can actually take a hard look at themselves as well and realize, okay, so we made a mistake with that particular athlete or in that particular training block. And there's never a correct answer with everyone. So every person, every beast we're working with is very individual. And there's times that things work and there's times that it's a complete flop. And you need to be able to look at yourself as well and take a step back and say, right, back to the drawing board, how are we going to do this? So I think that's key as well, to have a look at the personality of the coach and what their values are for me.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking for one-on-one cycling coaching, make sure you check out the Coach Perry website. I'll put the links in the show notes below this as well. You can check them out, go through, check out our various options for one-on-one coaching. We've also got a very interactive training platform where we've got a whole bunch of time-based programs for various distances, from beginners right through to advanced and various disciplines as well, road and mountain biking. So go check that out. All you need to do to find out more about that is head over to coachperry.com/cycling. Dev, as always, great to catch up. We look forward to catching up again next week.
Thanks, mate.